Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
It's time for the Friday Podcast.
Bedroom Barnyard, you are welcome to come in, whether you're a kitten, a pup, a piggy or a pony. Yeah, the barnyard was open for all. Also, Peking Duck, they stopped by for a good 30 minutes on the show. They are ducks and not invited into the barnyard bedroom, but they were very much high-quality banter. When did it not flush? Nothing worse than putting something in the pipes and it not going the full way through. Plus, we spoke to my good friend Moses Akukazibi, my old African sponsor child. He's grown up now. He's trying to order pizza from Australia. Plus, the world's hardest sore quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Love this story. Human pup, 37 years old, eats meals from a bowl. That's not the only thing he's doing. This man is 37, who calls himself the human puppy, wears a $2,000 fur suit. And I've seen pictures of the thing. He looks quite schmick. He looks very snazzy.
Would it's you a full pet body him? Suit. Is he a good boy?
I think he's a good boy. I think I could get his tail
to
wag.
Barely rub, you good boy.
It's a very schmick suit. He even barks at friends in the street because he's never felt like a man. Oh, what? God.
Some people need to read that back.
Well, he's embraced his true self. He now lives as a human pup. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've actually come across the pup life before. I signed up to this website and it was called FetLife.com. It's like Tinder for kinksters, right? I must have said it, but I must have spoken about this before. And you can identify as all sorts of things. There's a lot of different pet play ones.
What were you identifying?
I felt so out of place there. I was like, I thought I was a kinky boy. I had to identify as vanilla. There wasn't any of that. They're like, are you a dom? Are you a daddy? Are you a pup? Are you a rope? Are you a ropester? Are you a kinkster?
You were just looking for feet.
Yeah, I was.
To help your foot fetish.
I was a fetishist.
Look, pup play? Got no problem with it. I'd love to get a pup on the show tonight. If there's anyone out there. Because I figure anyone who's into pet play, if they're listening to the radio, they'd be listening to this show. There's no doubt about it.
Listening at this time.
Of course.
Well.
There's no way that they're tuned into ABC 720 Talk Back FM tonight. There's no chance. And puppies, let me not misconstrue my words here. Puppy play isn't usually that sexual. To be honest. If you identify as a pup in the bedroom or in the house or whatever,
it's
usually
just like a role play.
Yeah, exactly. It's more of an element of care, training, etc. You stand, snuggle, mount, all fours, maybe stay in a kennel, etc. It's a very dom sub.
Hey, come over for a sleepover. Yeah, there's your kennel down there.
Yeah, the pup would love it. The pup would love that.
True.
It's different to kitten play, by the way, Shuey Louie, because I see what you're thinking there. Kitten play is more of a tactile grooming focus. I'd love to get a kitten on the show as well. I mean, they sit pretty. Their paws are up. They expose. Belly up. They knead. They crawl. They hunt. They groom. It's a bit more sort of stubbornness with a kitten in kitten play. And that's the difference between a pup and a kitten. I mean, there's plenty more.
What one would you rather?
And a pup or kitten? I think I'd go pup. I think I'd be a pup. I wouldn't mind looking after a kitten, though. Look, there's pigs. No, there's piggies. There's piggies as well.
Yeah.
These are especially big in the gay world. Producer Jack, have you ever seen any piggies before on your trails?
Yeah, piggies are extremely common in the gay world.
Are they really?
What do you do?
I
with
might
them?
Even be one, but I don't know.
Oh, well, this is interesting because piggies, if you engage in pig play, it usually means rough, uninhibited sexual experiences. Water sports, all too common, and pit licking as well.
So you're like in the bath together?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Yeah, the golden bath, the golden shower.
Am I missing
shower.
Something here?
Urination. Should we
I
do?
Don't think I am.
Oh.
not a shower or a bath.
It's a traditional dom sub power play. Love to get a pig on the show. Love to get a piggy on 13 10 60. Or a pony. You heard of ponies. You must have heard of ponies. Pony play. Them.
Those are just reminding me
around.
Of My Little Pony.
Well, they are a bit.
All they'll, these people.
They'll dress up as My Little Ponies. They'll prance around with gorgeous hoops. Gorgeous hoops. Is it possible to get any on the
this
show tonight?
Is there any
pups? No. Open your mind, Shuey Louie. You've got to educate her. If there's any pups, any kittens, any piggies, any ponies, come on down to Danny Lakey's barnyard bedroom.
Calling all pups, kittens, piggies and ponies. You are formally invited to join Danny Lakey in his barnyard bedroom.
Yeehaw.
Can we just first point out how seductive that was from our audio engineer?
Love the audio geezer getting into the spirit.
Geezer getting into the action.
I reckon there's an inner kitten in the geezer.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon he might be a kitten deep down.
A little pony.
He might be. A little pony looking for his piggy tonight. Who knows? Well, there's a little snort from Chewy Louie. She's getting into it.
Oh, God, I'm a piggy.
If you identify as any of these, love to get you on next, talking about pet play in the bedroom barnyard. All right, no need for the sheep sound effect, audio geezer. Jeez, had your fun. 131060. Pups, kittens, piggies, ponies. I believe there's rope bunnies as well. Slightly different, but I'll take a rope bunny on 131060.
Oh, good God.
Come into the bedroom barnyard. We'll chat next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Calling all pups, kittens, piggies and ponies. You're formally invited to join Danny Lakey in his barnyard bedroom.
Oh, yeah. The barnyard bedroom is in full swing tonight. Calling everyone. I mean, even before this audio, of course, was recorded, I've since learnt that there are rope bunnies in the midst as well. Don't want to seclude any rope bunnies tonight on 131060. I think this person is into being submissed, tied full of rope. Maybe wearing some bunny ears as well.
Wasn't that just like 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, sort of. Yeah, you can add the bunny tinge on top of it. I'm sure you can go further.
I'm not involved in this.
I don't want any sheep calling on 131060.
There's a cow.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the barnyard bedroom. How are you?
Yeah, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. Are you one of these? Welcome to the bedroom barnyard, by the way. Are you a pup or a pony or a kitten or a piggy at all?
Yeah, a piggy.
Wow, confirmed piggy. Confirmed piggy on the show.
What about you?
I'm tempted to dip my paw into the kitten world. Maybe a pup, but I can't see myself being a piggy. I'm not into the water sports.
Why not?
Or are you into the water sports is what I want to know, Daniel.
I will not be quizzed as to why I'm not into the piggies urinating all over my soft little kitten paws.
You got to try everything once to know you don't like it.
This is true.
Cheers, thanks. Have a good night.
Okay. Okay. There you go. All right.
See you, Daniel.
Probably have to sniff for truffles again. Thank you, Piggy. Jason in Colby, hello.
Good. I've got friends in Melbourne that are into full pup play. They actually constructed a kennel in the basement for the overseas visitors.
Oh, wow. What? People are flying in just to play as pups in the garage.
Yeah.
And like an Airbnb for pups.
Yeah, to stay in the kennel.
Oh, that's one way to save on pet sitting fees, isn't it?
Yeah, tell me more, Jason.
Yeah, how big's the kennel? Is it a human-sized kennel or a dog-sized kennel?
Well, it's a huge kennel. I'm just looking for a picture of it.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, I can't see it from here, but it would be nice to see it.
I know it's in someone's basement.
Yeah, right.
Okay, This has gone too far for me.
This hasn't gone far enough. No, this hasn't gone far enough for me. Hang on. Jason, Producer Jack, get Jason's details off the air. I want to broadcast live from the kennel.
Oh, my.
That's what I want to do. What else is fascinating about them? Because obviously they're your mates. And dead set, you're a pup in your spare time, and then you're probably a business banker in your everyday
CEO.
Time. These are normal people. There may be a puppy amongst us. What sort of stuff are they doing?
One's a doctor. They're not saying any more than that.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah.
A doctor pup.
Right. So what? Apart from sleeping in a kennel, what else is there? They're licking bowls, dog food, pedigree chum,
leashes.
They've got the bull piercing through their underneath their nose.
Oh yeah.
And actually put chains and to that and make them walk around.
Yeah, wow.
This is sounding like a horror movie.
No, it's not, Chewy Louie. This is just taking your dog for a walk.
I need to see this kennel, Jason.
Seriously.
Send it to us.
No, broadcast from the kennel.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, seriously. Producer Jack, get his details off the air. If we are not broadcasting by the kennel by this time next Thursday, this show is a failure.
Oh, my God.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show's next guests have won 2 ARIA Awards. Their biggest hit, High, received triple platinum. Some people think of Chinese food when they hear them, but we know they're the best DJ duo in the country. Please welcome Peking Duck.
I'm going to have to stop everything right there. I went quadruple platinum. Sorry. Had to say it.
Oh, no, the geezer.
Oh, he got it wrong.
The geezer's got it wrong. Dear me. Deep apologies for the audio geezer.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. It's happened to the audio geezer way too many times over the past month, so there will be a written warning for that.
You know what? Don't trust Wikipedia.
Speaking duck, you hear sweet music, boys. Sweeter,
thank
sweeter,
you.
Sweeter book, by the way. Sweeter
book. Dude. Thank you.
DJ Ducks.
DJ Ducks.
DJ
it's a beautiful
Ducks.
Tale. DJ Ducks.
It's a lovely cautionary tale we made for little children, like aged 4 to 7.
Yeah.
To say that, hey, Instagram is like the toilet of the internet and don't get too caught up in it.
Absolutely.
It's like, the toilet of the internet, because sometimes you need to use it.
Sometimes you just got to go.
But most of the time it's yucky, yucky.
Yeah, pong, pong. Don't hang out in there. Eh?
Did you always want to write a book?
Is it easy to write a children's book, or is this just a niche money-making opportunity effortless?
It may be a little column A, a little column B, but no, of course, it was just an opportunity for us to, I guess, tap into a young kid before they become a teenager and say, hey, look, all this Instagram stuff, it's not real, it's sort of, you know, all the real stuff is in your own life. Yeah. So don't get caught up in all these fake lives that aren't actually really happening.
God. I turned off my notifications today of Instagram, so they don't come up anymore.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Good.
It's a big move for Shuey Louie, by the way.
We wrote so many different stories. Like, we wrote probably 30 stories, me and Rubes, initially, and then we're like, hang on, this is a kid's book. This already makes no sense. So we got to pull back, and it all came together. It definitely wasn't as easy as one would think. Mm. It was funner than one would think as well.
It was so fun.
Is there going to be an audiobook coming out at all, like a special audiobook bonus featured disc on a 2-CD compilation when you guys bring out your next album?
Totally. If you do one of the voices for us, like there's a few characters in the story which we haven't figured out the exact voice for, so there's one like the rapper Bulldog. Perhaps you could help us out.
He's a bulldog and he's a rapper.
Yeah.
Could you do a bulldog's voice?
Bulldog. Look at all those ducks in the pond.
That sounds like a rapper to me. Perfect. You know what? Audio book coming.
The bulldog who is permanently chilly by the sound of it.
It is cold. That's a good gag. Add that to the story.
I'm always down for bulldog voiceover work, guys. Always
amazing.
Down for it.
Sick.
What about Duck Duck Goose? Do you back yourself in the goose scenario? Because, of course, the ducks always had the upper hand, usually about a 2 to 3 second advantage by the time he's tapped you on the head and piss bolted.
Yeah, sure.
Would you back it? You guys strike me as guys who'd back yourself as the geese to still hunt down the duck.
Sure.
I'm a duck hunter, dog. I've been eating ducks all goddamn day.
Yeah.
I wake up, I eat a duck.
We were actually talking about that. We were brainstorming earlier if we were to bring in like Peking duck and a Coles barbecue roast chicken and I ate them down to the carcass. Would you be able to identify the Peking duck carcass?
The carcass, yeah.
You would?
They have different bones to a chicken. Yeah. I actually ate a big hog today down with my boys down by the bayou.
We
ate that thing down to the bone, and let me tell you, the carcass on that thing was huge.
You took that one to the bone zone, didn't you, mate?
I did. I had to.
Is that like a
pig? I knew you did.
A hog?
It's a pig, yeah,
should
big hog.
That?
Yeah, he took the hog down to the bone zone, Shuey Louie.
Oh. Yeah, you got a hog on a spit.
Gotcha.
Exactly. I took the hog to the bone zone. You get it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
We'll join live in studio with the boys Peking Duck. I assume we've been doing our research correctly, unlike the stuff that the audio geese.
I'm going to have to stop you there. Is it research or research?
I think it's research.
Research.
Well, that's
research.
This is dividing
proper.
The nation.
Research.
Everybody.
Research.
Call in. Is it research or research?
It's research. Who says research?
Yeah, no,
well, that's the thing. The young'uns are saying it now.
Sounds research? Too
punchy. Yeah.
You reckon?
That's when I realised how weathered I am and I'm getting old. I'm not talking like the kids. Okay, sorry, continue.
Sorry.
Kids, you know, are saying research?
Saying research.
I don't know.
It sounds
about
like
that.
Like posh people go research.
I think professors who are doing the research say research and everyone else is researching.
And journos are saying research.
Yeah, they would.
A lot of people in your life saying research.
Get them out of here. Yeah, scram, we don't want to deal with that.
I've been doing my research. You guys both used to work at McDonald's, also fellow McDonald's alumni, right?
Hey! Nice one, brother.
Did you guys
make those bloody machines break? The frozen Cokes never used to work.
Oh.
Yeah. The thick shake.
No, they didn't have frozen Coke when we were working there, but the thick shake machine. Have you ever seen a thick shake? What's the mix that they tip in? It's in a big bag.
A big sack. It's like a big goon sack of vanilla ice cream.
Warm
sack.
yellowy brown liquid bag.
Not good.
Oh, it's so
it's
good.
So tasty.
I have one the other
We used to drink it on. Yeah, well, don't tell Maccas, but we were drinking
You're
that
under
all the time.
It like this.
Doing laybacks.
Yeah, yeah, laybacks of the warm sack.
Yeah, snip the corner of the sack and have a crack.
Oh,
it was tasty though.
Were there any other McDonald's recipes that you guys would do off shift?
Oh, because yeah.
I used to get the Filet-O-Fishes.
Big Mac.
And put it in the Big
Macs.
Put it in the Big Macs. Jesus Christ.
Macca's Brothers.
Hectic. Oh my God, we did that too.
We did that much.
That was the one thing I was about to say.
Yeah, right.
Can I just say Filet-O-Fish is a crime? Anyone who eats them.
Right, that's two strikes from you now in the Macca's Alumni Club.
Sorry, God.
Kidding.
Yeah, anyone would order a Filet-O-Fish?
No, it's so good. Oh. You just got to get past that initial weirdness and then you turn into...
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You get it. You become woke.
I reckon one night Adam and I had 30 of them.
Yeah, we did.
It was when they introduced the filet wraps.
Yeah.
And we drove around in circles.
We drove around in circles, so each one was fresh. And we just stayed in that circle of drive-thru for about an hour.
We were definitely stone cold sober.
Yeah, of course.
Stone.
Definitely.
Cold.
Definitely stone sober. I've got a feeling that you and I share a lot of the same similar taste buds, to be honest, because not only are we admiring Filet-O-Fishes, I've heard a story where you guys had a whole heap of Indian food before a gig and you fell asleep and missed the gig. You went into an Indian food coma.
We did. Yeah.
How did you do that?
Oh, I'll never forget that night. God, I remember it so... Thank you for bringing that up to us. That's okay, some deep research.
We love Indian food. And look, this one night we just went to town on Indian food. Thought we could squeeze in a quick nap before the show because after you have heaps of, I don't know, if you have a few garlic and cheese naans, a whole lot of rice, a bit of dal makhani, you never know what's going to go down.
So we went into a coma and then we woke up. We were so confused. We thought it was like the next day and we're like, wait, we got to go to the club right now. And we jumped in Ruben's car. By the time we got to the club, our set had ended. Yeah.
Are you guys incorporating any food in the bedroom? Because I'm privy to a nerd's rope in the bedroom. The nerd's rope is fantastic and very dynamic.
Nice. Because
you can start whipping and then of course you take the nerds off and you can play like popping candy, pashing in each other's mouths. Plus then you've got the thin line of gelatin. I'm a textures man, you see.
Yeah. And you can wrap that around the nips. Each other up with nerd's ropes.
Right. Everything. Such a great bedroom food.
Wow.
We used to have a joke that our friend would put barbecue sauce in his belly button and tell his girlfriend
and pass her the nuggets. Yeah.
You're joking.
Real talk.
And then, sometimes if your partner's driving or something, you'll dip a nugget and leave it in the sauce and then give them the sauce so they can do the single dip.
Yes.
He would do that with his belly button.
A sicko.
It is so good.
Oh, one of the great sickos. And two of the great guys, Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck, they have just started their tour going all across the country till the 11th of May. You can get your tickets now, pekingduck.com. They kick ass live in studio as well. Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Hilarious story. Hilarious viral story alert, guys. Hilarity may ensue. You've been warned. This is written by a woman. This is written by a middle-aged woman about the mortifying moment she broke her mother-in-law's fancy toilet. This is how it reads. There are some experiences that are just so embarrassing that they stick with you forever. That time I blocked my mother-in-law's toilet is one of them. Yes, it was a poo. And no, I couldn't fix it.
Also, like a mother-in-law would be so judgmental. Oh, wow. Worst person for that to happen to ever.
It's got all the big kahunas. It's got all the main players. Got all the characters that I want in me stories. And it's got me hook, line, and sinker. I was visiting my mother-in-law with my de facto partner, Josh. And I really needed to do a number two. But I decided to hold it in because I was too shy to take a dump in Teresa's beautiful bathroom. But Teresa and I are very discreet and ladylike. And I would hate for her to overhear or smell anything untoward. See, now I'm with you. Now I'm with the protagonist.
I can just imagine.
I feel like I'm in her pants.
I can imagine her as well, though, the mother-in-law.
Oh, God.
This fancy lady in, like, little loafers, like a little blonde bob.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be messing up Teresa's WC. We were sitting in Teresa's expensive apartment about to have some pastries and tea. Suddenly, Teresa noticed that she had no milk for Josh's tea and had to nip out. This was relief in more ways than one.
No.
As soon as she left, I raced to Teresa's designer bathroom and proceeded to pass a bowel motion. I did my usual routine. I put a small wad of toilet paper in the toilet bowl to prevent any splashing, and then did my business. Once I'd finished, I then flushed the toilet. Or should I say tried to flush the toilet?
No. Worst place that this could happen, that it wouldn't flush. The mother-in-law of all people.
I stood over the toilet and tried to breathe calmly. I assured myself that everything would be okay, and that another flush would do the trick. It didn't.
Imagine that overflowing. I bet she's one of those, I bet it's one of those old, kind of like really fancy, but like 70s places with carpet.
Maybe one of those pool flushes.
Oh, God, probably Therese.
The chain.
Theresa.
What obviously ensued is the disastrous story, the highly relatable story that the poo and the toilet paper did not flush, just the water, and it's clogged the thing, and you've got to have that awkward moment with Therese.
Very awkward. A floating poo.
Very awkward when things don't flush, shooey loo. And that's what we'd like to know on 131060. When did it not flush?
Call up and let's discuss what happened when. When did it not flush?
I don't just want number two stories. We can maybe let one number two story
but
through
more
the keeper.
Adventurous.
Yeah, more adventurous things than that. I always, and I know it's not good, and whatever, eco warriors. I flush condoms when I'm playing away games. I know it's not
that's
good.
That's so bad. I can just imagine that getting wrapped up everywhere in the pipes.
Well, in the pipe. I hope it does stay in the pipes. I don't want to go into the ocean. That's the thing. I don't want that.
These fishes.
There's no way. There's no way that you can leave a used condom at a lady's house.
But I think that's they get rid of it.
No, there's no way I'm leaving my semen unattended in their house.
Oh,
no way.
You think some crazy lady's going to grab your semen?
You can never be too safe.
Okay, mate. Nobody wants your semen.
No, you never know. They'll be fishing through the bin, rinsing it out.
Oh, okay.
Performing their own little IVF procedures. You just never know. You can never be too safe. I'm flushing those ones on the away games.
Giving it to the turtles and the fish.
To be honest, I know it's bad, but I would rather a dolphin choke. I would.
Okay. Wow. Ruthless. I once tried to flush, my mum did, my goldfish, Herman, died. Mm. And Jill tried to flush it down the toilet. I don't know if that's legit either. We're not sounding like good people here. Mm. Rose to the top.
Oh.
So I had to just watch Herman floating around.
Oh, no. Does it eventually flush? How buoyant was your goldfish?
Jill took me. No, it was the bottle. Like, the water was rising up.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Jill took me out. She didn't want me to witness this. It was traumatising. You know, I was crying, tears and all.
131060. When did it not flush? Maybe a couple of prizes up for grabs tonight on 131060 as well. There are a couple of movie passes that we've got to give away. Better make those things scarce by the end of the show this week, they said. When did it not flush? Calls on the air next on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Call up and let's discuss what happened when did it not flush?
Hilarious tale retold on the internet just before by a lady who did number two at her mother-in-law's posh toilet house. Fortunately, it didn't flush. The worst time to fire off a number three, isn't it?
Hold on. Yeah. Go to the local KFC or McDonald's, please.
Yeah. The stakes are so much lower if it doesn't flush in a public toilet. You're like, well, I can blame the public on this one. Nikki in Melbourne, when did it not flush?
So we had a grand final barbecue at home and had heaps of people over.
Great.
And Mum was in charge of cooking the barbecue and she lit it on fire. So it was all black on the outside and red on the inside. But we didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I reckon probably at least five of us tried to flush all the meat down the toilet.
Oh, wow. Of course. Now,
bones and all?
Well,
yeah, like there were a couple of chicken wings.
It was a terrible barbecue, and sometimes the bins don't dispose enough. It's a very tragic, ironic situation we find ourselves in, where the easiest way to destroy any evidence is also one of the places where it's the worst for the environment to put it.
Like a chicken wing down the loo.
You need like a food. If you don't have a food shredder, you can't be hiding the steaks. Every now and then, sometimes you have like an embarrassing prescription or like some embarrassing medication, and you put it in the bin. You're like, well, I hope no one else sees this. And you have to like fish and like put it like at the very bottom of the bin and put like banana peels and stuff over the top of it. Or sometimes you just got to flush it. Natalie in Canberra, when did it not flush?
Similar sort of story, but we were on our honeymoon in Malaysia, and my husband had had food poisoning, so he decided after he'd recovered, he just wanted to eat some plain chicken that he cooked himself because he didn't really trust anyone anymore. And we bought a little cooker to cook it in the hotel room. It didn't work, so he didn't know what to do with these raw chicken fillets. Mm. He decided to flush them rather than leaving them in the hot hotel room bin, and he blocked the entire floor.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, yes, we saw the little guy coming around with the plunger to several rooms.
Did everyone know it was you? Like, were you blamed?
I hope not.
Yeah, no, you keep that quiet. You keep that quiet in the hotel. In the Southeast Asia toilets as well, they're not good for that. You sometimes you're not even supposed to flush toilet paper down those bad boys.
Well, the that's why you got that terrible idea.
Then. Yeah, that's why you got that little high pressure hose there. You got to tickle your anus from time to time because you're not allowed to put the toilet paper in there. You got to put it in the bin next to it. Well, because the poo will break down. The paper cannot. Oh. Yeah.
Even a big log.
Even the biggest of logs is more crumbly than the most fragile of toilet papers, Shuey Louis. In the Southeast Asian world, Kevin in Canberra, when did it not flush?
Yeah, no, look, on behalf of a mate, he kind of told me the story. He was an old plumber and, anyways, he goes to this job to this old fella's house and, you know, he said, oh, mate, look, toilet's a bit blocked up, you know, can you have a look? He said, no problem, you know, started looking at it, fixing it up, and he's like, oh, look, I've got to go to the bottom part of your driveway and open it up, it's a bit pressurised. He goes, yeah, mate, no problem. Opens it up and probably about 50 frangers came out of this drain pipe all over the, you know, driveway, and he looks at him and he's like, mate, like, these aren't mine. And he goes, oh, well, you know, there's somebody in your houses. And he goes, oh, well, I've just come back from overseas and I've only left my daughter in the house. And then it all kind of clicked for him.
Cheating wife?
Sorry, mate?
Cheating wife?
No. It was his daughter.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
No, it kind of clicked with it. Yeah, I thought it was his wife, but that's a different story. It was his daughter.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, multiple endings. Sorry that it didn't
click. Yeah, it could go
either way. But I understand. Yeah. Well, it's a harsh realization. My mum did find my brother's condom in his bin. He should have flushed.
No, bad for the environment.
Well, it will get stuck at the end of the pipe. It's a stern reminder. No, you're right. Always chop the condoms up into tiny little pieces before flushing them. Josh in Melbourne, wrap this up on 131060. What did not flush?
There we go, mate. I was living up in Matarinka, and I went to the local pub with a few mates one night. We went back to mate's place, stayed the night. Next morning, I had to go to the toilet. And I had a floater, wouldn't flush for me. So I thought, shit, what am I going to do with it? Mm. Anyway, picked it up out of the toilet, wrapped in a bit of toilet paper, stuck it in my pocket, went out with the boys.
You put the poos in your pocket.
Right, there's no...
Yep,
there's...
sat down with the boys with a bit of shit in my pocket, and then it started over the neighbour's fence.
That's a Danny Lakey goody sack right there, I think.
That he is had poos in your pocket at the pub.
Just for a man that has not learnt the lesson, that just because it doesn't flush does not mean you need to carry it in your pocket all night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
How's this for a headline? Nigerians are ordering pizza delivery by plane from the UK, politician claims.
What?
Good pizza over there.
Even work? Isn't it like a 12-hour flight?
Yeah, but you got to think that. No, Nigeria, African nations, they're a lot further behind the Western world. They don't have Domino's and stuff like that. And if a family member is maybe over in the UK, they'll order the Domino's pizza. It'll go to the airport, I think, and then the family members bring it back. What a fantastic time to extend the olive branch to my good friend and African sponsor child, Moses Akukazibi.
Yes.
He lives in Uganda. I'd love to just see what he's up to. I think he's got a suspicion that I'm going to call him tonight. And I'd love to see if he could maybe order a pizza in Australia.
Get him up.
I don't think he's got a Domino's at all. Give him a bell. Moses Akukazibi, he's been on the show a couple of times before. He's a very peculiar man.
Hello.
Hey, Moses. How you going?
Oh, what are you doing, Danny?
Just doing the radio show. My friend Shuey Louie's here as well. I don't think you've met Moses Akukazibi before, have you, Shuey Louie?
Hey, Moses.
Why is your number coming as a private number? You called me on a private number. It comes like a private number.
Yeah, I called you on a private number. I'm sorry about that, Moses Akukazibi. That's just the radio show number because sometimes we have some crazy people trying to call it back. Yeah.
Okay. What time is it now in Australia?
The time now just gone 9:30.
Okay. The morning or morning?
Evening.
Evening.
All right.
Sounds a bit noisy where you are, Moses Akukazibi. Party going on in the background or something? Sounds a bit noisy there. There's lots going on in the background where you are.
Come again. I'm in a noiser place.
Nah, there we go. Yeah, no, come again. There we go. In a much quieter place now.
When will you make it back to Uganda, Danny?
Tough to say at this point. Real busy. Going to India in July and Morocco in December. So maybe in December, because I'll be in Africa. Maybe then.
All right.
Shuey Louie would also like to come to Uganda.
You're invited.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you, Moses.
You'll be welcome.
Fabulous.
You know, Uganda is a hospitality country.
It's very true. Everyone's very friendly in Uganda, and especially Moses Akukazibi. He'll hook you up, Shuey Louie. Now, Moses, let's get down to brass tacks here. Nigerians are ordering pizza to London. Nigerians are ordering pizza to London.
Yes. I've just saw a video. A pastor in Nigeria was preaching on the road. Then the police officers then stopped him, a Nigerian ordering for pizza in a restaurant in London.
That's what I think what Moses is saying. He saw the Nigerian Minister for Agriculture, Ordo Ogbe, claiming that Nigerians are indeed ordering the pizza from London. They'll get it delivered to the Heathrow airport somehow, and then Nigerians will bring it back. In their suitcases to Nigeria, and they'll eat the pizza.
Faster to just make their own pizza?
Well, it's interesting, Moses Akukazibi. What's the pizza situation looking like in Uganda?
Have you eaten pizza before?
Yeah.
He
has. What's your favorite thing to have on the pizza, Moses?
Oh, the favorite thing on the pizza. I think it's that cheese.
Cheese, yeah, you've got to have cheese.
Standard decision there. It doesn't surprise me, Moses. He's a simple man and he likes a simple pizza. Now, Moses, what we were hoping to do, because, of course, Nigerians are ordering pizza delivered to their house from London, we were wondering if you, as a Ugandan, would be able to order pizza from Australia to your house. So if we give a pizza store a call here in Australia, Domino's Pizza, are you all right? Can get a pizza to the guy and see if you live it to Uganda. Is that all right?
Ordering it in Australia?
Yeah. You order it and you just you order your favourite cheese pizza. Maybe order yourself a garlic bread and a Coke. And then when they ask what your address is, just tell them your address in Uganda.
Okay.
So
got it?
We'll call a pizza store and then you talk to them, okay?
All right.
Go,
here we
Moses.
Go, Moses. Here we go. All you when they answer, mate. All you.
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. How may I help you?
Good morning. Here in Uganda, it's morning. Good morning.
How may I help you?
May I have a pizza, please? Do you guys do delivery? You do delivery?
Delivery.
Okay. I'm here in Uganda, Western Uganda. May I have a pizza? Can you do a deliver of pizza here in Uganda?
In which area, sorry?
In Uganda.
No, we don't deliver to Wakanda.
Oh no, he's gone, Moses.
Oh. No pizza to Uganda, Moses.
He thought you were doing a Black Panther gag for Wakanda. He didn't realise Uganda's an actual place.
Okay.
No cheese pizza for Moses.
Oh, thank you very much, Moses.
Thanks, Moses.
Talk soon.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Louisa. I'll come visit one day, Moses.
All right. Nice time.
All right.
Bye, Moses.
Nice time. See you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest saw quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound saw in there somewhere. Comes off the back of a fantastic story about a California shoplifter hiding a chain saw down his pants.
You know, there is a lot of bush trimming going on this time of year, so it is kind of appropriate that is sort of the stories today.
It is kind of appropriate, but it's not appropriate for a weatherman to be saying that on G-rated national television. Question number one. What do you call a blind dinosaur? I mean, Shuey Louie had no clue. Even Producer Jordan had no clue out there. Turns out a lot of people are on the wavelength as far as dinosaur humour goes. Casey in Melbourne. This is a classic gag, isn't it? What do you call a blind dinosaur?
Do you think he saw us?
Do you think he saw us is correct.
I don't get it.
Because do you think he's blind? Do you think he saw us? Do you think he saw us? He saw us. And he's a saurus. He saw us.
Oh.
Do you think he saw us? You know what? I don't think he did.
No.
No, his vision's very impaired for a dinosaur. Next question. A refreshing frozen dessert that's a slightly lighter option compared to gelato.
Sorbet.
Ooh, sorbet is correct. I was a millisecond away from buzzing you out.
Damn it.
No, well, don't damn it. I mean, phew is more the acceptable response. And we could be chatting sorbet all day. Don't even get me started on watermelon sorbet or lemon sorbet or apple sorbet. Don't get me started on sorbet. It's a very refreshing, nice on the palate, most refreshing cleanser before even a main event. Don't get me started on sorbet, Casey. A common symptom of sickness.
Cold sores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, could be. Yeah, nice. Cold sore is correct. I mean, I was going to go sore throat, but we all know what pops up when you're coming down with something. I mean, sorbet, the sore throat. I mean, cold sores, yes. Any of those will do. A dictionary of synonyms is called a what?
A thesaurus.
Wow. The sore ass is correct. Yeah. What do you call a smart dinosaur? This is just banter. This isn't part of the quiz. It's just going to be a thesaurus.
No idea.
A thesaurus.
I genuinely thought that was the question.
No, it was a thesaurus gag. It was just a funny thing. Yeah. Thesaurus, anyway. Final one. Oh, we almost got on the rack here. If you get this one correct, you've gone from start to finish in a Love Honey vibrator. What a perfect way to finish off your Friday. A classic Christmas carol alluding to adultery between Father Christmas and a married woman.
Oh no.
You know what's coming.
No, please don't.
Jesus. Sorry, Casey, you did all the work. And now Charmaine from Tumbiumbi is just going to come in. You can't write this. Charmaine from Tumbiumbi. How is old Tumbletown tonight?
Pretty good, how are you?
I'm asking out of the places. I'm not calling you Tumbletown. I'm good, though. Look, final question. A classic Christmas carol alluding to adultery between Father Christmas and a married woman.
Santa's coming to town?
No, Charmaine from Tumbiumbi. It's got to have the word or sound saw in there somewhere, remember? No. Interesting. Well, Charmaine from Tumbiumbi. Rob from Wagga Wagga. Would you like to get married to Charmaine from Tumbiumbi? I think you make a great couple.
Hello.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Yeah, good. Now, do you know the answer? A classic Christmas carol alluding to adultery between Father Christmas and a married woman.
No, I actually don't. I'm thinking maybe it's not a Kevin Bloody Wilson song, obviously.
I think Kevin Bloody Wilson has bloody done it before, though.
Jingle bells, mate.
Yeah, no, same as Charmaine from Tumbiumbi. It doesn't have the word or sound saw in there anywhere. Ashley in Melbourne. Hello. Ashley?
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus.
Whoa! I seriously hope you didn't, because those are serious allegations. Lol. You win a Love Honey vibrator. It's all thanks to our friends at Love Honey, and you can boost your sexual happiness and create a buzz in the bedroom. Well done to you.
Thank you so much.
Whipping in at the end. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. What? Underneath his beard, so snuggy was. I certainly hope not. He wouldn't have laughed. He would have knocked Santa's brains out. Thought it was stable, guys. On Christmas, mother? Really?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
That is the end of the show and the end of the week.
Woo! TGIF!
Enough, guys. A final thought, of course, before we go. Our producer Jack, he's been looking all over the internet for hilarious comments. You might think, hang on a second, though. Producer Jack isn't here tonight. He's busy on a boat with 100 gay men getting busy. That's correct. However, he has recorded a couple of things because he insisted he still wanted to do his final thoughts. And Chewy Louie busy figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. Now, this was a final thought that was actually told to me. And I don't like to lock horns on final thoughts sometimes because that's not in the spirit of the game. But I must confess I don't believe this final thought at all. He said, we humans are lucky to have arms that can remove water or brush flies away from our eyes. Horses and other animals are not so lucky.
Oh my God, that's so true. Like when you, like you got something in your eye, like if you're a horse, that's it, you're stuck forever.
No, incorrect. Horses, well, eyes are different. Let's focus on skin. Horses have fur. They don't feel the flies. Dogs, they don't feel the flies. Otherwise,
just because they have fur doesn't mean they don't feel anything.
They wouldn't have evolved. If they didn't like flies, they would have died off a long time ago.
No, you're wrong.
The camels have long eyelashes. If you need something to get away the flies, you would have grown it by now. Dogs don't care about
the flies. That's not true. I don't know, really.
Differing opinions on evolutionary biology, something me and Chewy Louie are both not equipped to talk about. Producer Jack, now he sent me this. He sent me this article. He's recorded a couple of final thoughts here because he didn't want to miss out. He said, the Australian school that stopped giving out rewards. So there's an Australian school in Victoria that's gone reward free. So it stops
like hanging.
Gold stars, no stickers, no certificates, no medals, no nothing like that. And apparently, Producer Jack's got a couple of comments here.
Steve wrote, kids nowadays are too soft. Life is a competition whether you like it or not. You have to earn what you get and not expect it just because you're in the race.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, Producer Jack. I think he does have one more as well.
Tiffany wrote, no matter what, there is always winners and losers in life, and children need to know this. None of our kids are ever going to the Olympics at this rate.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Producer Jack.
Bless.
Good moment of the show, Shuey Louie.
Your friend Moses.
Oh, dear Mosey.
Bless.
Of course. We try to get him ringing up from Uganda to order a pizza from an Australian Domino's.
Highly impossible.
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. I think he was more on the Domino's pizza guy who got his Ugandas and his Wakandas mixed up and mistook it for some sort of radio prank.
In which area, sorry? In Uganda. No, we don't deliver to Wakanda.
Oh, savage.
Savage. So the sass.
Good show. Good week.
Great week. TGIF. Seize the day. Carpe diem.
Oh, God. Shine, 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 guys.
Shine it up.
Have a great weekend. Back Monday, of course, Gwyneth Paltrow on the show, Australian fast bowler Brett Lee and Constantino.
That is not true.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.